with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting there has been zero containment in that wildfire burning in Southern California's Ventura County.
It's been a struggle to contain a wildfire burning northwest of Los Angeles. Crews are hoping for a break from fierce winds around Camarillo, California. Steve Taylor has lived in the same home for 40 years.
We would celebrate Christmas Eve here every year and Thanksgiving. And those memories we have, but the place is gone.
He spoke to KABC. The mountain fire has forced about 10,000 people to evacuate. Ventura County Fire Chief Dustin Gardner says delay is not an option.
These aren't one of those fires where you can wait and predict and maybe stay home. Your homes can be replaced. Your lives can't leave.
While winds are expected to decrease, conditions on the ground are still dry. I'm Ed Donahue.
Donald Trump has tapped his campaign manager to become the first female White House chief of staff.
In the first major personnel announcement of the transition, the president-elect selected Susie Wiles to serve as chief of staff. Trump said in a statement that Wiles is tough, smart, innovative, and is universally admired and respected. He praised her for guiding a victorious campaign and said she will make our country proud.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. House Republican leaders are projecting confidence that they'll keep control of the U.S. House. More and more races are being decided their way, but Democrats insist they still see a path to the House majority. Republicans picked up two more hard-fought seats Thursday in Pennsylvania, which became a stark battlefield of Democratic losses up and down the ticket. Democrats notched another win in Detroit, defeating a third GOP incumbent in that state. On Wall Street, the Dow down a fraction, the NASDAQ up by 285. This is SRN News. A reprieve for a Christian homeless shelter.
The Union Gospel Mission in Yakima, Washington will not be penalized for hiring only Christians while it battles the state in court. Government officials in Washington say the shelter is violating anti-discrimination statutes by refusing to hire non-believers and was prepared to start applying sanctions when a federal court stepped in. Alliance Defending Freedom is defending the mission, and spokesman Ryan Tucker says religious freedom is clearly at stake in the case. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As Jewish people around the world prepare to remember Kristallnacht, there are plans to build a new synagogue in a German city where some of the violence took place. In Hamburg, members of the leading Jewish organization there envision the reconstruction of a synagogue that was destroyed during the Nazi pogrom as a way of revitalizing Jewish life in the same space where it once flourished. This is SRN News. The Japanese carmaker Nissan will cut its global workforce by 9,000 and reduce production capacity by a fifth.
Nissan has been badly hit by a drop in sales in China, where it's been outpaced by local producers such as BYD in the fast-growing market for electric vehicles. It's also suffered in the United States, where hybrid cars are becoming increasingly popular, but it lacks suitable models in its lineup. In the 6 months to the end of September, the company's operating profits were down 85% compared to the same period in 2023. Nissan's chief executive, Makoto Ishida, said he would forfeit half of his salary, and other executives would also take voluntary pay cuts as they sought to turn the business around.
That is BBC correspondent Theo Leggett reporting. Nissan was once known as Datsun in the U.S. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.